Dear All Things Considered,
with spring arriving tomorrow, we received this audio postcard from NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.
I walk west from the Louvre Museum, which took 8 centuries to build and was the palace of umpteen King Louis and Philippe's. In the Jardin des Tuileries is a man who runs his own little kingdom, the size of the pond in the garden. It's one you feel he wouldn't swap for all the empires in the world. A little boy runs round the pond and its fountain, wielding a broom handle, just as a wooden sailboat gently noses into the stone rim. There are about 10 such boats careening across the round pond, bending in the wind, bowing under the water of the fountain. Alain Corvez is renting out the boats, and the broom handles to push them, from a bicycle-pulled boat rack parked beside the water. This is his favorite time of year.
It's a sign of the spring. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Alain likes to see all the extra people who come here as the weather warms and the flowers bloom, and to hear the kids talking all the different languages, he says. He tells me he's really a sculptor and hand-carved all the boats himself. And as he hauls a drag on his Gitane cigarette, he can't quite remember when he started doing all this.
Oh, many, many years ago. Now I'm lazy to make a new boat. Voilà.
But the boats Alain has made are well appreciated by the kids here.
There's a thing at the back, so I just get it and I push it.
Lucien Anna-Lévy explains how he pushes his boat across the pond, taking advantage of a slight breeze.
I'm trying to get it into the fountain. I'll try to make it sink.
He sagely adds that the mallard ducks know to keep out of the way. Mary O'Connor is an Irish tourist who has just had her wedding anniversary vacation plans run aground somewhat. She's watching her husband and daughter chase their boat around the pond.
We just decided to go for a walk, and our little girl spotted the boats, and that's it. That's the end of our walk now.
For Parisian families, the boat pond represents an escape from small apartments and noisy cars. Magali Confavreux is a lawyer who pushed her stroller 20 minutes to get here.
It's a little piece in Paris, and they like the water, they like the fountain, so it's a best place to do that.
The best place in the world, it would appear, for Alain Corvez. He asks me if he can add a note to this postcard to say hi to his best friend Ellen in New York, and says his work here has made him friends from too many countries to count.
It's a place for a friendship here, for the peace. It's difficult to explain.
A bientôt, Nick.
From Paris, that was NPR's Nick Spicer.